It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. On Thursday, a committee of farmers, conservationists, and lawmakers met to discuss Wisconsin's once-threatened population of sandhill cranes and future management plans for the bird species.
The Joint Legislative Council's Study Committee on Sandhill Cranes is made up of 12 members. Their mission? Study crane management strategies and eventually recommend legislation that will address the bird's impact on Wisconsin farms.
A proposal in the legislature in 2021 would have created a sandhill crane hunting season in our state, but it didn't advance in the legislature.
Two committee members join us now representing conservation and agriculture interests. Rick Gerke is a farmer and board member of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association. Rick, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
And Ann Lacey is the International Crane Foundation's Director of Eastern Flyway Programs North America. And welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on.
Ann, can you start us with a little bit of the history, the fall and rise of sandhill crane populations in Wisconsin and this eastern flyway?
I can. I think Aldo Leopold said it best. Famously, the Leopold Shack is right down the road from us here at the International Crane Foundation. And he wrote an elegy to this bird that he thought was going to die out in his lifetime. Well, he didn't get to see that, but he also didn't get to see the amazing comeback of that bird. So in the early 1900s, they were nearly extirpated from the upper Midwest. But the breeding concentration was still in Wisconsin. There was about 25 breeding pairs. And from that, we have the comeback of this species in the upper Midwest that we see today, over 100,000 birds now in this population, which sounds like a lot, but in terms of birds, 100,000 isn't that many. But they're a big bird. So when you see a lot of them, it really makes an impression.
And Rick, one of the concerns, part of the reason this committee exists in the first place, is concern about sandhill cranes in the higher numbers now having an impact on agriculture. What kind of things are you seeing and hearing from fellow farmers?
You know, obviously in the farming or agricultural sector, you know, as they start migrating through, you know, they are affecting our stands, you know, eating our crops, and, you know, essentially just cutting down on our bottom line, essentially costing us thousands of dollars every year. And really, really looking forward to finding an answer to what we can do with them.
And Rick, is there a particular time in the growing calendar when sandhill cranes you're seeing affecting corn and other crops?
You know, in the springtime, as they're migrating through, they're definitely affecting the corn crop, most definitely. You know, speaking as part of the Wisconsin corn growers, but as a farmer, you know, we have troubles with them also in the fall, you know, with our winter wheat crop as well.
And I know the Crane Foundation works with people in places around the world trying to find a balance between protecting cranes and protecting human economic interests. Do you have solutions, approaches that you could see taking to kind of to balance concerns about corn and other crops and cranes?
We do. And in each place, it is a different situation. Cranes are different. The crops are different. And, you know, from industrial farming to small holdings in some countries. So the solutions will always be specific. But definitely here in Wisconsin, we have developed a solution that will prevent the cranes from eating those corn seeds as they're germinating. And right now, the hope is, the focus of this committee is maybe how to get those solutions to the farmers effectively, more affordably for them. And so, the lessons learned from cranes and crop damage here in Wisconsin, we hope to apply to the upper Midwest and globally.
Well, I can't leave that hanging. And what is the solution you have in mind?
Oh, the magic word is we have worked for over 20 years with a company called Archean Life Science, and they have developed a preventative to keep birds from taking seed. It's a anthraquinone is a chemical that plants create themselves to make it so that they don't take seed before it's ripe. So they developed a seed treatment for corn in this case, that is a bittering agent essentially. And so if you treat your corn seed with that, it lasts the lifetime of that seed in the ground. and it prevents the cranes from taking a lot of it. They do need to test a seed or two to make sure that it is there and to know that they don't like it. But then they stay in the fields and they eat other things because they are omnivores. So we think that this seed treatment is very effective at preventing sandhill depredation, but we need extra assistance to make sure that farmers are aware of it, can afford it, and can take that extra step to treat their seed.
And Rick, absent that seed treatment, before that's in farmers' hands, like, are there tools? What kind of things are farmers able to do, trying to do to protect their crops from cranes, and I imagine other birds at the moment?
You know, without the treatment on the seed, we essentially have very limited options. Farmers can apply for depredation tags through the USDA, but as far as without the treatment, you can try to scare them off the field, try to distract them, that kind of thing. But we're very limited options without the treatment.
We're talking to two members of the Joint Legislative Council Study Committee on Sandhill Cranes. It's working to study crane management. Sandhill crane numbers, as we heard, up from a very, very dangerously low level, recovered in large part now. Ann Lacey is the International Crane Foundation Director of Eastern Flyway Programs North America. Rick Gerke, farmer and board member of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association. And hovering behind all of this right now is the idea of a sandhill crane hunt, floated in the legislature a few years back. Having been in the media for a long time, I'll say nothing in Wisconsin is as controversial as the sentence, "We should hunt fill-in species here." What are your thoughts on the possibility of some kind of sandhill crane hunt?
Well, we have thoughts. It has come up a lot. And of course, in the hunting community, there is support for it. Likewise, if we polled our constituency, our membership, they would say we absolutely do not want one. So that is why we went to the University of Wisconsin Survey Center and had them do a stratified survey of the state of Wisconsin to really get kind of a better picture of what the state of Wisconsin wants as in regards to a sandhill crane hunting season. And it was pretty overwhelmingly that the answer was no, that we don't want that in the state of Wisconsin. Professionally, I definitely have a concern about hunting this species because of its ecology. Hunting it on its breeding grounds, not during the breeding season, of course, but depending on the timing of the season, we could over-harvest local breeding birds, which would definitely affect the population. So those are our concerns.
Rick, does your group take a position on the idea of a sandhill crane hunt in particular, or are you just kind of agnostic on that and looking for some kind of solution?
No, as Wisconsin corn growers, you know, we are in support of a sandhill crane hunt. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, looking at it, farmers are definitely conservations too. And I don't think there is a farmer out there that would like the population definitely decimated by any means. But I think we are definitely in support of a season as long as it is managed correctly.
And Rick, that idea of this treated seed making it more popular, available and affordable for farmers, does that seem like a potential solution, or at least part of the solution, as Ann was talking about earlier?
Yeah, I think it's a piece of the puzzle. You know, as a farmer, I definitely have more questions about it, you know, from a long-term aspect. You know, is this a short-term solution or what are the long-term effects of having that seed treatment on the seed in the ground? So there's a lot of different things we don't know yet that I think are getting researched or looked at a little better and looking for those results.
And I want to talk about the process here a little bit. We've got this committee, you know, committee's not famous for coming up quick solutions that everybody loves. That said, do you think this is a good approach, bringing different stakeholders and interests to the table together to try to come up with ideas?
Oh, absolutely. It's the perfect venue to get our information, our concerns out there, hearing the concerns and the thoughts of all these other groups, talking about them all around the table. Rick, we do have that information on Avapel specifically, on the effectiveness of it and, you know, does it affect the corn? Does it affect soil health? Things like that. So this is the perfect opportunity to get all of the information that we have together in one place to talk about it and to really work together moving forward to get these solutions to farmers.
And Rick, what are your hopes for an outcome from this committee?
You know, just being open-minded, and, you know, all coming together, you know, like Ann said, and hearing from all aspects or from all avenues of the group, and hopefully just come together and make a, get a solution done.
And based on, you know, one meeting so far on Thursday, do you think there's a road to get there that you and Rick and lawmakers and everybody can come up with a solution that's going to be at least palatable to all parties concerned?
Well, we've only scratched the surface. We do have four more meetings. And so there was a lot. The three presentations that we had on Thursday, we just, you know, talked about, you know, population levels and productivity of the sandhills in our state and the fact that they may be at carrying capacity. So now we can go on to the next meetings and talk about our field work with the effectiveness of these seed treatments and other potential solutions. And then we can go on to what management effect, management actions might affect the population. So we can continue these conversations and add more information to the mix.
And Rick, just briefly, you know, corn growers have a lot on their minds: drought last year, floods this year, international trade, list goes on. How high is the volume? How high on the list is the concern about sandhills right now?
It's definitely, you know, at the forefront, and I think it is a growing problem every year as the population tends to keep growing. So it's definitely another click in the belt, for say, of the issues that farmers are struggling with every year.
Rick, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Ann, thanks for being with us.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Been talking to Ann Lacy, International Crane Foundation's Director of Eastern Flyway Programs North America, and Rick Gerke, farmer, board member of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association. They're both members of the new Joint Legislative Council Study Committee on Sandhill Cranes. Got more reporting on that, some of the finer points of hunting laws at the federal level. Find that at WPR.org.